The reason why the German government and intelligence gained an interest in me is because I was the very first young English-speaking influencer to openly align with the AfD party, right-of-center political views, and most importantly, I supported President Trump since he came down the golden escalator in 2015 and announced that he was running for president. Trump's election victory was the crack in the matrix that terrified globalist tyrants. And now I am the bridge between Germany and the MAGA movement, which the European Union desperately wants to burn. You may remember me from 2020 when I appeared on Fox and on the front page of the Washington Post and became internationally recognized as the anti-Greta Thunberg, a climate skeptic. Now I am a representative for Deutschlandkurier, Germany's leading alternative media outlet, whose editor-in-chief David Bendels received a 7-month probation sentence earlier this year because he posted a meme mocking the interior minister's hatred of free speech. Quite ironic if you ask me. This is why I started working with them, because I stand in solidarity with his admirable courage. I am publicly sharing my asylum request now, as President Trump has announced new refugee priorities, including Europeans who have been targeted for their peaceful expression of views online, such as opposition to mass migration and support for populist parties, according to the New York Times. But if you think I ran away cowardly and abandoned my homeland, you would be mistaken. This is only the beginning. I am seeking protection under the United States government to expose the truth about the tyranny of Germany and the European Union, who have made the MAGA administration their enemies. And I encourage everybody in Europe to stand up for what MAGA represents and turn it into MAGA. Let's fight, fight, fight.